Have you ever wished you had been taught how to study the Bible in depth? Because that is exactly what our partners, Chasing Sacred, are all about. Creating resources for studying the Bible that meet practical needs while also maintaining strong biblical literacy. The way they structure their studies are so purposeful, and they help readers understand the historical and cultural context, which is so important. They actually just came out with a new study on the book of Ephesians. You do not want to miss it. Just don't forget to put code ABIDINGFREE for a 20% discount on any of their products. Click their link in our show notes and learn more about them at chasingsacred.com.
Life can be messy and hard, but one of the things God has promised to give us is freedom. Freedom deep in our hearts that is not dependent on the ever-changing waves of circumstances, but set on the steadfast promises of God. This freedom gives us a secure identity, even with a broken past. It helps us have joy in parenting, even when we are completely exhausted. This freedom gives us love for our spouses, even when they are unlovable. And it can give us purpose in our careers, even if it's not the one we want.
But I feel stuck sometimes, don't you? What does it really mean that Christ has set us free? That's why we're here. Welcome to the Abiding Free podcast with Kristen and Shannon. We invite you to walk on this bumpy but beautiful journey toward freedom as we learn to abide in Him. Get ready for tears and laughter and everything in between, because this podcast is about living from the truth that, yes, it was for freedom that Christ has set you free.
We are so happy to be here today with you on the Abiding Free podcast, Kristen and I. And I don't know about all of you, but my life these last few months, I know for Kristen and I, has been full of just hard decisions and just growth and movement and change. You know, it's like sometime in life, there's just these seasons of peace where nothing changes and just joy, sometimes hard seasons. And for me and for Kristen too, in some ways, it's just been a lot of different changes. And it's been hard in some ways, but God has just been so faithful to remind me of His promises in the midst of even small daily decisions that we're just bombarded with, and changes in different seasons in our families and all that, and shifts. And so I'm really excited today to talk about a couple of these promises, to really dive into them and to just encourage you today with these, whatever changes or shifts or decisions you have going on in your life. So I'm excited about that, and to encourage ourselves too, because quite frankly, we've had a lot of different things going on, and with this podcast even, and I'm excited to talk a bit about that. It's exciting and bittersweet and cool stuff, but yeah, things we just want to share with you today that I'm looking forward to.
Yes. So before we make a bittersweet announcement, we just want you to know today, our prayer is that you finish this episode overwhelmed by the fact that you know Jesus is here with you right now in your car, in your home. Imagine Him with you. You're not alone. And today, whether you are sitting there overwhelmed by the million decisions you have to make as a mother, raising my hand as a teen mother here, which is hard, or someone who has loved ones who are ill, decisions that need to be made, or for whatever reason, your family is having to move, home, city, schools, or maybe trials have hit you and your family very hard. I hope you are reminded today of the beauty of being His, the absolute blessings we have as His children, despite these changes in circumstances, the highs and lows of life, because this has definitely been that season for me. We have been so grateful to see Abiding Free expanding and for God to continue to give both Shannon and I the passion to share His truth. And part of that expansion has been the clear direction that God has been opening the door for another podcast, a sister podcast to Abiding Free, called Love the Bible, that I will be hosting.
Yay!
Yeah, it's exciting. It's really bittersweet. Shannon and I will still be occasionally co-hosting on each of these podcasts. We absolutely love hosting together, and we don't want that to change, but we will certainly miss being together constantly on the same podcast. So Abiding Free, again, as I mentioned, has been expanding the mission, and Shannon will continue to focus here on encouraging others to walk in the freedom that Christ has promised, while I will be hoping to help others understand and delight in the Bible through the Love the Bible podcast. So we're going to share more details later in this episode about Love the Bible, but needless to say, because we love each other so much in this partnership, even after fasting and praying, I did so much seeking of the Lord. I'll talk about in a bit, but it has definitely been, that deep time of seeking him for his will, his voice, and purpose in the midst of the sadness, and that we want to talk about today, God's purpose for us.
I feel like I've just been inundated with the reality of just change in seasons lately, and just kind of waiting expectantly for the time when time no longer exists. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, there's something, and I know it's God created time, obviously, for our good, and he's using it for our sanctifying and all of that. I know that, but just, it is just a beautiful thought to think that one day there won't be time and we won't be bound by it. And so I'm excited to hear. I want Kristen to share with you guys even more of her heart in regards to the Love the Bible podcast. And I'm excited for even some ideas looking forward to next season with Abiding Free and some things that Kristen and I can still partner on talking about. So we'll get into that in a bit. But I was reading Psalm 138 yesterday, and it is just was such an encouragement to our hearts. And so let's dive into some of this encouragement. Okay. So David says, I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. I give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. I love that. I love that. So and these are just excerpts. So please take the time to read through the whole passage. And then he goes on to say, for though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Gosh, I even think that word picture.
Right.
You know what I mean? That it's so powerful. He goes on to say, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. And here's the promise I want to sink into a bit today. And that's where he goes on to say, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever.
Yes, I love that we see that promise again in Psalm 57, verse 2. It says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me.
Yeah.
And what do we see here? So we see two amazing things. The first is that God has a purpose for us. I love that. And God will fulfill that purpose, period. And Jonathan Parnell on Desiring God, will have this link in the show notes in this article. He says, both of these truths combine to become that deep and wondrous theological concept we call providence, which is the sovereignty of God made palpable. It's the outer working of his power and authority for his children in space and time, which means in the things we schedule, the air we breathe, the moments we move, providence is observed, experienced, tasted. We may even seen it's the distinctively Christian term for reality. Wherever you find yourself right now has come by the process of events he ordained. Every past moment of your life has led to your now. I just love that.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
The same will be true tonight and tomorrow and 10 years in the future. Our experience of providence is our experience of the present, which we know has been wondrously woven together by God. And because God is behind it all, we as those united to Christ by faith are assured of this. God's providence neither gets it wrong nor lets us go ever. I love that so much. Like, God does not make mistakes. And I think I just want to highlight something too. That's a little sobering, but it's meant to be an encouragement. So in that Psalm 57, isn't it interesting? It says he will, I think we have to remember this. It says God will fulfill his purpose. Yeah. And you know, that can come in tension with what we want for our purpose. But the thing is, he's a good God. And so even if our purpose in the moment is not aligned with his purpose, like in his providence, he will align that and will be for our better good. Even if we think, no, but God, I've had that a lot. I'm like, but God, I want you to fulfill my purpose. Mm. But what he does in sanctification is he aligns those two. And I think that's just a beautiful thing. And I think back to that, like, he doesn't make mistakes. I've been studying Revelation this month, and I've been so struck by God's providence there. Oh, that book, right?
It's,
even though it's a confusing book.
Yeah.
It's like, I saw this funny meme just today. I saw this and I died laughing. It's like this picture of a person and someone's asking them, oh, so do you understand the book of Revelation now? And what the person's saying is, yes, I totally understand it. And then you see like the thought in their head and all it says is no. I was like, that's so true. It's a very hard book to understand. But I do think the main themes in that book, we can all understand reading it and it's okay. But providence is a huge theme there. In the beginning, it tells us of Revelation, it tells us he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And this is a popular verse, but sometimes I don't think we lean into it enough. I love that this means God is sovereign over all of human history, over every decision. He knows the decisions we are going to make, and he knows we're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
He promises that for those who love him, he will turn everything for good.
And that's really the second promise that we want to dive into today. You know, that first one being like Kristen highlighted, right? That the Lord's purpose, that he will fulfill his purpose for me. And I loved how you commented on that. I feel like as I've seen the Spirit of God align by his grace, my will more and more with his will, I think the largest comfort for that in me personally is when I don't see the purpose for something, that there is a purpose. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That it's like, regardless of whether it's what I wanted or not, it's more, is there purpose in this? Wow. You know what I mean? Like, is this just pointless? Like, what is this pain for? What is this confusion for? Mm-hmm. You know, like if you've gotten to the point, and obviously we all have highs and lows, but if the point where you feel like you have surrendered your will to God's, you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not struggling at this point with trying to push my will over God's, but still sometimes it can feel like, gosh, but why is this happening? Or, or discouragement, you know? And so for me, it's just like, wow. You know, anything like a period of confusion, a period of not knowing what's happening, a period of financial strain, a period of loss, sickness, illness. It's like we know it, but just to be reminded that even if it looks pointless or it looks like it's not working for his good or that you're not being used in the way that you want to be used, like his purpose for you as a child of God will be completed. Wow. And so whatever's happening in your life is for that purpose, right?
Yes.
So like you were saying, Kristen, so the second promise that we want to talk on goes alongside the first. And I mean, like you said, one of our favorites. And don't you feel like sometimes when there's a promise that people love so much, people, you either get jaded to it almost, or you're, you know what I mean? Or you're just like,
it feels like a band-aid or a little callousness.
Yeah.
Or through our disappointments in life. Like if we don't feel like we're seeing it, we can lose hope. We can lose like the belief in
the faith and the promise. Yeah, you're right.
I love that.
And so let's just read it. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. Those who he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all. How will he not also with him freely give us all things? You know, and gosh, I mean, in my personal life, this promise has carried me through. You know, in so many things, like I was just saying. And I love that it reminds us, even off of what you were saying, Kristen, that the promise to work all things for good, he follows that right away with confirming that those he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. So the ultimate good is conforming to his son.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's other good things that are wrapped up in that. But that's, I just love how he's saying that. So whatever's happening, God in his providence is using it to conform us in a powerful way to be more like his son, which is where our ultimate happiness lies. Right. And so it's just like, whatever, anything that has happened to you as a child of God will work together for your good, for God's glory. There will be good and redemption and purpose brought out of everything in life. That's the promise. And I'd love to actually spend some time talking about, not even elaborating more on how that promise applies to our life, but kind of meditating on the beauty of what it means to be his, the beauty that this promise applies to you, because it doesn't apply to everyone.
Yeah. And that's so good to point out, because that's a good clarification. You know, John Piper says in another Desiring God article linked in the show notes that there are two things that need to be true for this promise to apply to you. One is that you love God, and the other is that you are called according to his purpose. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. Number one, to those who love God, and two, to those who are called according to his purpose. So really, if we don't love God, if we're not in Him, we can't claim this promise. In other words, final optimism about the end result of life for an unbeliever is really foolish. Piper says, pessimism is exactly the right state of mind for one who does not love God and is not called according to His purpose. Things are not going to work for his good, but for his harm. I think that's, and that there is love yeah. in that statement, even though it's hard, it's pointing out like we need God. You are going to feel pessimistic about life without God.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because if we don't embrace the appropriateness yeah. of that truth that John yes. Piper was just talking about, then that's where you're missing, you're not acknowledging and you're not seeing, your eyes haven't been open to the need of a savior, yeah. right? So it is beautiful. It is loving, as hard as it sounds, like yeah. you're saying.
I mean, we could look at Romans 2:5, which says of an unbeliever, because of your hard and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. And in other words, the experiences this person walks through each day don't turn for good. They turn for wrath. And that's hard. But
yeah, but I think a flip side of, we were saying, on one end, it's beautiful because that's what points people to Christ. Yeah, on the other end, I would just love to encourage all of our hearts today, right? That if you're listening to this and your eyes have been opened to see Jesus as King, as Lord of your life, right? If you love God, yeah. you sitting today, right now, wherever you're at, in your car or wherever, you not only inherit the kingdom of God, you don't only know the King of the universe personally, who personally loves you, right? You don't only have his spirit living in you. You don't only get to spend eternity in heaven, but you can sit wherever you're at, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what you're going through, and know today, whatever you are going through will be used for your good. I love in that article when Piper goes on to bring clarity to the fact that the term "those who love God," this I thought was really cool, isn't fluctuating. Wow. Do you know what I mean? Because yep. like, I don't know, I guess it could leave room in English for our thoughts to be like, oh, but what if I was had a period of depression and I wasn't feeling love for God?
I don't know about you, but sometimes I struggle with motivation to get into God's Word, and I love adding some aesthetic beauty and note-taking to my Bible study with the Mr. Pen Selah Bible Journaling Kit. This classy and beautiful kit comes with everything you need to add some fun and color to your study. This set comes with Bible tabs, highlighters and pens, stickers with a modern script font, gold cross paper clips, transparent sticky notes, and a lovely cream and gold supplies pouch to hold it all together. And today you can get a discount on the Selah Bible Journaling Collection on Amazon with the discount code SelahKit24. Use SelahKit24 on Amazon for a discount today. Yeah, that's such a good point, because Paul, right, is not saying all things work for good for Christians some of the time yeah. when like our love for God is strong, and all things don't work for good for Christians some of the time, you know, when our love for God is weak. He is saying that for Christians, the called, those whose hearts have been brought from enmity to love for God, from dark to light, once for all things work for good all the time. I love that.
So beautiful. Praise you, God. Such a powerful yeah. promise. Gosh, me personally, in the season of change, we're dealing with situations with our kids, with school that is just really hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things with just ministry stuff, with Forever Found, with where we live, and just so many just changes, and then stuff here with Abiding Free. And I know God's been, you know, like you shared, Kristen, doing stuff on your heart. And I'd love if you could just, I don't know, just tell us a little bit about your process of wanting to start a sister podcast, and just tell us how God kind of led yeah. you to that.
Yeah. So, you know, we just did a series recently on hearing the voice of God. I would highly recommend that, because it really kind of relates to that. Like, how do we, you know, hear the voice of God? And this was one of those moments for me. I'd felt a stirring to focus really intently on helping others understand and delight in the Bible, but I didn't know what that looked like. And I just started praying. And one day just to share details, because sometimes it just shows God speaks, you know, anywhere. Yeah. And I was on an airplane. I was like I was half asleep, half awake on my husband. And all of a sudden I had something so deeply pressed on my heart, and it was start a podcast about the Bible. Hmm. And immediately, of course, I was hesitant, maybe even a little cynical. Was that just my idea thought? Was that even, what does that even mean? And, you know, I spent weeks after that, seeking God's word. I was praying. I was fasting, seeking counsel. I was talking and wrestling with God because I saw it could mean stepping out of abiding free. And it really just became clear. And one of the things I'm learning is that despite all of our resources, and this really goes into my heart for Love the Bible, is biblical literacy is declining. We're struggling with not just understanding of the Bible, but motivation, we're distracted. And I want to encourage others not to just read the Bible, but delight in it. And so, you know, I brought this to Shannon and we prayed together. But the truth is, friends, like, we love partnering together. And that was the hardest part of all of this. That was where our tears came. But we both saw with clarity too, that God was still calling Shannon specifically to the mission of abiding free. And God was calling me to the mission of love the Bible. And so I don't know if you've ever had that in your life. It's a beautiful but bittersweet thing where God, you know, is sending us out or whatnot. And it's hard, you know, so that's why it was just such a beautiful thing when we realized we can still partner together, mm-hmm. co-host together while also, you know, expanding the mission of Abiding Free. And that's what I love. And I just want to say, I'm just so blessed mm-hmm. to have a friend and a partner who trusts the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. trusts that the Holy Spirit is working in me. And mm-hmm. so of course I might cry. Mm-hmm.
Kristen is an absolute godsend in my life. You are an answer to prayer for me, and you continue to be an answer to prayer in my life. You're somebody that God knew I needed in my life. And feel the same way as you, but I'm also excited because I believe wholeheartedly what you're saying, that God is just expanding our ministry.
Absolutely.
And he's just expanding his kingdom.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for it's like this part of me where I say so many negative things about technology.
Just do it.
Yeah. Like, on the end of just, I hate working with it because I'm really bad at it. But then on the other end, just the damage it causes.
Yeah.
But then I'm like rent with this opportunity, like these type of opportunities where I'm just like, wow, like what a beautiful thing that we can now have partner podcasts and co-host with each other and have different platforms and it can reach out to the world. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like
multiplication.
It's crazy. And that just shows how God in his power uses things that man or Satan would even use for evil, like the way the internet has been used for evil, but he uses it. He overcomes that even with his, I don't know. It's just that just makes me even just grateful for that.
Yeah, I so agree. And it is, that's what I see. It's like, it's a growth and expansion and a beautiful thing. And just to share a little bit more specifically about Love the Bible, it'll be launching, whenever you're listening to this episode, summer of 2024. And, you know, we'd love for you to subscribe now because it's up there, and follow us at Love the Bible Podcast on Instagram. The links are in the show notes for today. And obviously keep following Abiding Free. We'd love for you to join both podcasts. So
yeah, it was weird even hearing you share your story, because it's like you said, I was like, gosh, it seems like that's where the Lord's leading to have two, you know, but then I was like, but it's just so much more comfortable to just have one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so then I was like, remember it. And then we're
safe.
Yeah. And so then I'm talking and I'm like, oh, well, I could just do Love the Bible with you, you know? And so we're talking about that. And then the more I'm praying, I'm like, no, like God is calling me to specifically speak into the possibility, reality, and tangible promise of having the ability to walk in freedom despite your circumstances while leaning on the truth of God. And I'm like, that's literally what he has surrounded my entire life with. So that's really what he's calling me to focus on.
Yeah. I just see that, obviously. I mean, that was, someone shared, just for our listeners, I had a friend share, she's a regular listener of Abiding Free, and she said something so sweet. She's like, yeah, it's almost like Shannon's like freedom focus, like and then you're the abiding. And of course, we both.
Yeah.
But I had never thought of it that way. And there's some truth to that. Like, that's, you know, and I had a friend who kind of helped define, you know, Shannon really focusing on how do we live these truths out in freedom and pursue freedom. And then Love the Bible is really on understanding, you know, what we're reading and delighting in it. And they both are going to be intertwined.
Both
are happening.
Yeah.
But yeah. And one last thing is Love the Bible as a sister podcast too. It's, you know, similar in format. There's going to be, I'm so excited. God's been so generous. I have a lot of wonderful speakers lined up, and we'll be hearing from Bible teachers, authors, speakers similar to Abiding Free, and then also we'll be going through books of the Bible occasionally. And so I'm super excited, and we just love you guys.
Yeah, we really do. And just know that, you know, even today and even this morning, you know, we're just praying, and you know, as we close, we just want to encourage everybody listening. Just take the time to meditate and remember the promises we talked about today. Take the time to, whatever you're doing, read the passages or just sit there and think about the reality that God will bring. If you are not a follower of Jesus, bend your knee today. If you are a follower of Jesus, his plan for your life will happen. It will happen, period. Yeah. Like, you cannot mess that up. Yep. And what is more freeing than that? And second, that God will work all things for good. Any trauma, pain that you have experienced in the past, he can and will continue to use for your good. And then also to empower you and equip you to do the good works that he planned for you before the creation of the world. So just remember that you can walk in that freedom, that it is ours for the taking. And let's just collectively together just lean into Jesus today. What a powerful, faithful, and loving Father we have. So we just pray, God, that all our listeners today are just blessed, and us, that we just walk in his love, and in his boldness and in his confidence. And just so you know, we'll at Abiding Free, we'll be taking a short summer break. So we'll be back soon with new episodes, some exciting guests and things planned coming forward. So stay tuned on Instagram, and we'll be praying and thinking of you all, and talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have a second, please share this episode with someone you love.
Also, if you could scroll down and rate our podcast and follow us on social media at Abiding Free, this will help us reach more with the message of freedom.
Yeah, and then just be sure to join us next week for another episode, and know we love and are praying for you.